Big Sue, who is homeless and lives in downtown Fresno, called me the other day and said that large piles of garbage were piling up near homeless encampments and that the city refused to clean it up. I talked with her about the problem. Here is what she had to say.
My main concern is that I have been talking to anybody that even pulls up and looks at the trash pile. City workers, county workers, Caltrans. And Greg Barfield cruised through one morning with a brand new SUV in the latest new color, like a plum truffles. And when I ran into him at the Fulton Mall meetings, he told me absolutely no dumpster out here. I already called Ashley on when I seen him with the new thing. I called up and said, hey, how come he's got a new... Because we didn't even vote that position in. Look at how hard it was for us to get an auditor.
For those listeners that might not know who Greg Barfield is, who is he?
He's the homeless czar, quote unquote. That's the title. I'm the Duchess of G Street. It doesn't get me anywhere. And he told me the only reason he got the job is because nobody else wanted it, okay? But I don't think that we should be paying him as big a salary as he's getting within the tight thing. I really don't think the position needed to be made. Surely we have someone else that could have overseen this. Maybe somebody in the dumpster area of Fresno, you know what I mean? Who's that guy that does the cleanup sweeps?
Phil Withers.
Yeah. I talk to him all the time, and he is very nice. But look at how much one of those cleanup sweeps cost us. What I don't understand is, when I loaned it out, I have a brand new Fresno community issue, you know, shows high gloss color pictures of the town I love with all my heart. There's no pictures of our dump pile in there, and they let that trash pile on the hill go for 2.5 years before they did anything about it. And remember when they finally picked it up, there was thousands of millions of rats that ran across the freeway. Do they want to give Fresno the plague? Is this the way they want us to look at a freeway off-ramp? Don't they know these pictures go on the internet now? And people all over the world see this crap?
And what would you like to see the city do?
I would like to see the city at least listen to some of the pay for a dumpster options that I've come up with. Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I'm stupid, okay? And, you know, tell me what's wrong with the idea if they can't implicate it. First, I wanted one dumpster. Now I want three. I want the recycle dumpster, the other dumpster, and I don't know what the third one's for. I haven't had to pay trash for a long time. I have 60 people who are willing to put a dollar in, they told me, to help pay for a dumpster. Actually more, but we figured $60 a month is what we don't know yet for sure what a dumpster costs. Okay, but since everybody's being so stupid about it, now I want the whole thing and I want the Conservation Corps kids to come over and dump it because it would all work in together. They're helping the homeless. They're helping us clean up this street, I want to clean this whole street down here. Do you know what I mean? From the off-ramp area up to Ventura. The sign up there that says Fresno Civic Center this way is all full of weeds and crap and ugly, okay? And people work for community service hours, and we would keep track of them, you know what I mean? I have girls that are willing to run around with a notebook, and you know what I mean? If you spend 2 hours sweeping the gutter, and there's a couple of plants I want to put in, some daffodils and stuff, then you write it down in the book, and we'd like to work out something with Fresno City or County where you pay us with little rewards, tickets to something. They could, if they don't want to use them themselves, they could sell them to somebody in their family and make the money for their community service. There's a will and a way that things could be done. Let's quit being stupid. I don't want everybody in the world to see Fresno looking like this. It's icky.
Reporting for Central Valley Indie Media, this is Mike Rhodes.